Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 7th day of February 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. An isolated will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And don't forget to hit *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 25 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a blistering 32 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just icy-ass, snowy-ass, winter cold. Hate it. I think it was down to, I don't know, 10 this morning when I got up. Gotta love it. I just love winter. Everything about it, prying the doors open on the car, all the extra money just to stay cold instead of freezing to death. Anyways, let's see what we're going to look at here today. What? I just don't believe it. You know, they told us. The Trumpers told us. All you need to do is pull your britches down, turn your back to Trump, bend over, and give him a chance. And he'll service you. And he has been, and he continues to. Boy, this is a good one. Trump reverses wage-boosting campaign commitment, demands more. Did I say that? More legal immigration. We need people. You know, here we go. From Breitbart. This is from Breitbart, and it was, I did do that right. Who knows? Anyway, President Trump is reversing his campaign commitment to reduce overall legal immigration levels to the United States in order to raise the wages of America's working middle class, as he is now demanding more immigration. Demanding it! During his State of the Union address this week, Trump went off script while discussing national immigration policy, saying he wanted to admit, quote, the largest numbers ever! Give him a chance. Of legal immigrants to the country. And the illegals, they're there at the border right now. Another caravan has arrived. And in a few days, you're going to see they're just going to walk on across because there's nothing to fucking stop them. We paid to bring them here. They're being paid to be pumped in here by the international corporate moguls that put and the national moguls in this country that want slaves that put Trump into office. And oh boy, what a tangled web we weave. The largest numbers ever of legal immigrants to the country. Legal immigrants enrich our nation, strengthen our society in countless ways. Trump said, I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever, but they have to come in legally. Well, what the fuck is illegally? I mean, those ones in those caravans, are they the illegal ones that ain't coming in? Huh? Or are they just going to come on right across like the big last bunch did, and there's three or four more caravans behind them? People, what does it take for you to understand? Just come on, man. I mean, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. You've been hornswoggled. You've been conned by a piss-poor con man. Currently, the U.S. imports more than a million legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million, and that was more than the American nationals had. I mean, do you see your country going, gone? The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades, should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration. This booming legal immigrant population has not only legal, it's legal now, see, you can't just, we'll just make it legal. We'll just call it, I can call it illegal tomorrow. It was just campaign rhetoric, didn't you know? Remember, we're going to throw every one of them out. Every one of them out. DACA, it's gone the first day. That's all right, they got a plan. This booming illegal immigrant population has not only rapidly shifted the demographics of the nation, but research indicates it will hand over all electoral dominance to Democrats in a matter of decades. Oh, they're either going to play that stupid game like, you know, look at what's happened here, people. You know, when this son of a bitch was on the campaign trail selling you his line of his goods, this feather merchant. Look what happens. You know, people have figured it out. He ain't stopping. He's a fucking international goddamn real estate mogul. And him and his international buddies have fucking foreclosed on your United States by the loans that they borrowed from you, that they owe to you, that you owe to say they say you owe to them, that you borrowed to pay off their fucking frauds. I mean, it's just like, oh, I don't know. Where did we hear that before? Mass legal immigration has come at the expense of America's working and middle class, which has suffered from poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs to offset the importation of millions of low-skilled workers. Trump off-script comment, though, seems to be his preferred immigration stance. You see what they did here? That's why you had to, I mean, when they did that emphasize, you know, where they're killing the children coming out, that was just a fucking act, people. You see, you had the big meeting today of the big yearly celebration of the joinder of the corporate church with the corporate state, and Trump vowed that he would push for federal regulation to prohibit killing someone after they're born. You know how far off the fucking reservation we are? You know, that pissed, like, just got everybody, oh man, they got their tails on them, all them, the moral majority, the Christian evangelist, oh goddamn, because everybody else had walked away from that son of a bitch because they knew exactly what he was. Now he's just going to count on your fucking stupidity just a little bit more. You see that, and if we were operating under the fucking the laws this country was founded on that could never be changed, this would not be an issue. I mean, what would happen if a baby was born and the doctor or whoever killed it? It came out of the womb and they killed it. Well, the goddamn coroner in the common law jurisdiction would come over and every death has to be accounted for. So the coroner would come over and go, this child was alive and somebody killed it. That's called murder. Sheriff, call the sheriff. Sheriff comes over and sheriff looks at his results, and him and the sheriff go over and swear out the two affidavits and they arrest the fucking people that murdered it. And that's as simple as it. It's as simple as that. But this has just gone so fucking into bizarro world. But this is supposed to be the offset, the fucking, now the absolute lie. This is the revealing of the absolute, total, fucking 110% lie that he told you fucking fools out there when you went and voted your corporate vote and put this dirty son of a bitch into the Oval Office of the corporation. Of course, you made him head CEO, is what you did, king of the country. And now, I mean, what the hell? I mean, just comes out and just tells you that. He just, yeah, that's that. The gig's up. They know. Fuck them. We're going forward. Hey, we get the evangelicals over here the moral majority. You know, they hate abortion. Let's just do something. I mean, but I got an idea. We're going to go in. Okay. Hey,
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You know, his main claim to fame and his best accomplishment is that he beat Hillary.
Yeah.
only person that he could have beat was Hillary. That's the only way he got elected.
I'll tell you what. He is doing what Hillary would have done much faster and much better. He as far as the betrayal of the people and the fucking destruction of our country, he sure is doing a better job of that, isn't he? He's a better Hillary than Hillary.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the same, but that's the only way to get elected. If it had been anybody else in the whole world, probably would have been better. But anyway,
no, this was set up in the think tanks, dude. I mean, you could see it when it popped out. You know, him on Fox News. You know, Fox News. It just happened to be there and happened to be his buddy, where he could get. I mean, the mainstream media, like the NBC, ABC, and you know, they had become so just drone dead with anything. All they reported was the results of what the play had been that day between CNN and Fox News, and the people, they just gobbled that shit up, man. They just gobbled it up. That's what he's running for. I mean, they don't even – most of the people that went out and vote for this shit don't realize that there's such a thing. These goddamn political parties, they have what are called platforms. See, there's not just him coming up saying, I'm going to do this for you if you let me, and I can do this and do that. No, they have platforms. And they're on their platforms where – give the rich trillions more dollars, cash out the country, bring more foreign companies in to take the country over, to take over the infrastructure. That was what was on the rest of it, because you see who's backing all of this? Oh, God, you voted with those good Republicans, though. Republicans, they wouldn't do that because they're for America first, right? Mass legal.
Yeah, they're dividing everybody. The next election's going to be such a big turnout.
I don't think so.
Half the country's going to vote against Trump, and half the country's going to vote against whoever the other one is.
Against and against. You're right about that, Charlie. I have to agree with that. There will be no votes for. Yes, go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hi there. Just real quick, that article you're reading is apparently the one I saw a comment on. It was actually Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had quoted what Trump said about, you know, we're going to have, you know, greater numbers of, immigration. Well, anyway, this guy apparently is a Trump supporter. He goes, I hope he misspoke. Anyway, so I know you're reading the article, but I thought, where did that come from? When did he say that? But anyway, so I'm glad you're covering that article. So I didn't know where that comment had come from. So
seems like he'd be going, ouch, from what was happening behind him.
Yeah, no kidding. Of course, I replied. And anyway, so I hope he misspoke. No, he didn't misspoke. He didn't misspeak. Anyway.
What are I got to see the faces. I know the Trumpers, you know, around town. Boy, I want to see their goddamn faces. I mean, this is coming right out saying, fooled you.
If they're anything like my sister, they're not going to flinch. I swear to you. I mean, maybe she's like a rare case, but oh my God, I could tell her. Anyway, I was telling her, I think Trump was a wild card. I said, Heidi, he's not a wild card. Man, they hand you these people on a silver platter. I mean, come on. Anyway, a couple of days later, she was miffed at me. Anyway, she sends me this video compilation, YouTube, you know, about how all the media, he'll never get elected. Never, 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 never. And then when he does, and of course, you know, the hysterical women that we saw all that stuff. It was just a dig, you know, at me, like, well, look, he was a wild card. I mean, come on, I heard that term, like, oh, he's a wild card. Bull crap.
Bull crap, man. The whole thing, I mean, did they tell you that they got rid of the laws that stopped them from operating propaganda on the American people? These are productions. These are Hollywood fucking productions that have real life consequences for you and I. I mean, I don't care what either. I mean, this is his words, not mine. Mass legal immigration has come at the expense of American working and middle class, which has suffered from poor job growth, stagnant wages, and increased public costs to offset the importation of millions of low-skilled foreigners to take their country away from them. Trump's off-script comment, though, seems to be his preferred immigration stance, as he is now telling reporters he is doubling down. Excuse me. doubling down on his mass legal immigration statement, claiming there will be a labor shortage if we don't admit more legal immigrants. We need people in our country because our unemployment numbers are so low. Remember through his whole campaign, I mean, those of you who have a memory span larger than that of a head of lettuce, remember all the way how he told you that those numbers were frauds?
Yep.
Those numbers are frauds. There's really 100 million people. And you know what? Those 100 million people are still out there. All the people with degrees. I mean, I the other side I did, I mean, that was all it was about. And, I mean, you're talking people that you, and they'd go in, you know, they would be overqualified. You're way overqualified. You can't have a job. Or else they would be, you're just too old. That was what they got told. There's 100 million of them out there. There's people living in tents in this freezing ass weather I'm talking about right now.
Trump was talking about how under Obama, you know, the stock market was all rigged, blah blah blah. Now he's taking claim and so great. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't think. Well, people aren't this stupid, and like I think Charlie, you know, put it pretty well. Everybody's going to come out to a vote against. I mean, they're so stupid. That's would be the reaction of the of those who still think that right to vote. I got the right to vote, but that'll be their reaction. I'm not coming out to vote for anybody. I'm voting against that. And that's what it was really always been about. You know, and then and they come right up, you know, and they lie right to your goddamn face. And then I mean, even before the campaign was over, they told you it was campaign rhetoric, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, this individual tells me. You know, the founders died for my right to vote. Like, oh my God, you're God, help me.
Hey, well, ignorance will be the end of us if we don't get rid of it. I ain't kidding you about that. We need people in our country because our employment numbers are so low. They're so low because they're a fucking fraud. The only people being counted are those who are on unemployment. You're not talking, whatever happened to, that 100 million? You think you can sweep 100 million people under the carpet and nobody's going to notice a little lump? I mean, he campaigned on it. I mean, I heard him do it come out several times ago. Those are all falsified numbers. The real numbers are 100 million. I mean, he said it. I mean, this is just the kind of low-life, goddamn two-faced, fork-tongue-lying son of a bitch he is. And I mean, it was evident to me, at least, and to most of us, right out the get-go. And now, you know, man, I love that right after the election thing. And, you know, we were still like, you fucking fools. And then they're, give him a chance. Give him a chance. Well, how's your butt feeling now that you gave him a chance? You're getting ready to get really screwed hard. You're getting ready to, you're middle class, you're getting ready to drop another notch. And everybody else right along fucking with you. Right down to the fucking, the fucking impoverished that have been swept under the carpet while, and, you know, left in fucking tents out in the fucking freezing ass cold. As we have doctors and the best, and you can fucking provide for the new colonization force. Massive numbers of companies coming. Okay, are so low, and we have massive numbers of companies coming back to our country. Well, yeah, they're going to bring them back here. Now they got the slave labor they had overseas here, and then you don't have to transport steal the raw resources and transport them over to China or South Korea. Or anyway, you can manufacture them with slave labor right here on the good old United States. Just hand the money over. Take your fucking fish head and your rice head and be glad you got it, or we'll fucking kill you. Trump reportedly told the media, I need people coming in because we need people to run the factories. Oh, those 100 million, they don't want to run those factories. The ones that were running them before you shipped them over to fucking China, you two-faced lying son of a bitch. But for you and your partner Obama and your partner Clinton and your goddamn international elitist brethren and sisters, before you ship those factories over to China, who was running those son of a bitches, huh? Oh, what, did people disappear? Oh, no, you just don't count them because they're not on the, I mean, like, God, fraud. And plants and companies that are moving back in. Yeah, moving back, the same fucking plants. They'll be sitting on the same fucking land, only they'll be run by fucking slave labor. Hey, you people in West Virginia that were so excited about the Chinese coming over there to fucking exploit your fucking resources, guess who's going to get to do the fucking work? Not you. They're going to be able to speak, see, they need to be able to speak Mandarin Chinese so that they can hear what the overseers are telling them to do. And they know how to kowtow properly. So way to go. I mean, you people, you're geniuses. I'm so glad that I'm a part of such a smart fucking society that you could never be fooled by such a fucking sloppy con as this. Trump, we need people. The statements are a break from the president's commitment in 2015, and 2016, and 2017, when he continuously lied, continuously advocated for reducing overall legal immigration to raise the wages of American workers. Well, if that's what raises wages, what is the opposite going to do? Hey, how do you middle-class fools who went out to Trump with your red fucking phony-ass hats on, Trump, 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 put her in jail, put her in jail, yeah, get ready to see what it's like to fucking be down here with the rest of us, you stupid sons of bitches. Trump's immigration policy papers from his 2016 presidential campaign called for an immigration moratorium until the nation was at full employment. Well, I guess if you and as he was doing this, he was telling you there are 100 million people out of work. He said it. You people remember it? I mean, I don't know. Winston Chow may have removed all the documentation from the internet by now, but I sure as hell remember it. I remember him saying it quite goddamn clearly. A moratorium until the nation was at full employment, and the nation is not at full employment. Those numbers are frauds. That was his words. Those numbers are fraudulent. But those fraudulent numbers, when you want to bring them, I mean, this has all been for the fucking corporate elite. Yeah, I mean, you got Mitt Romney on steroids. Nobody would vote for Mitt Romney because they knew that he was Bain Capital. He's the one that shipped those factories over there and put all those people out of work. Now the factories are coming back and those people disappeared. They don't want those people. All those people there, if you hired them back working at the same factory, that they were working at, you know, after 30 or 40 years, they were making $40, $50 an hour, and you want $10 or $15 labor, well, I guess you pulled her off, didn't you? And you stupid asses, man, did you give them a chance? Before any new green cards are issued to foreign workers abroad, there will be a pause where employers will have to hire from the domestic pool of unemployed immigrant and native workers, the Trump administration policy paper stated. Whatever. I'm sure they will. It's like the stim. Go ahead.
Hey, he's got a plan, man. He's got a plan. He's going to con him. You'll see. He'll eat your words, Henry.
I know I will. I've already got some.
That's what they'll say, too. Uh-huh. I'm not kidding. It's just as goofy as the Obama clan, you know?
A third grade child could figure out what's going on here. That's how bad it's gotten, guys.
I don't think it's funny, man, but it's just, it's insane.
It's insane, and I'll tell you who's funny is anybody that fucking fell for it. I mean,
I know, and that's what I'm thinking about. I'm
uh-huh.
Like, I can't wait to hear somebody that I know that can't even listen to anything you show them.
Uh-huh. What about,
anyway, I'll get out of here.
I can't wait for the first white collar person that I fucking told better than this. Oh no, Trump! It's Trump, when they lose their job, I'm gonna show up. I'm gonna be there and go, "How's that fucking Trump thing working out for you? Is your ass hurting a little bit there? You were goddamn, you had a big paying job. That made you more intelligent than me. You could tell what was real, couldn't you?" God almighty. In 2017, he reiterated the comment to reducing legal immigration levels by endorsing Senator Tom Cotton, Republican Arizona, and Senator David Perdue's Republican Georgia RAISE Act, which would have reduced current levels to about 500,000 admissions a year, as well as ending chain migration. Now, people, do you have any doubt in your fucking minds at this point? I mean, how many times have we seen this? Here comes a convoy. We'll put the military's going down the border. He sent 3,500 military down on the border. This is invasion. I'm going to stop it. And they went down there, and what did they do? Well, you know, just don't throw rocks, and we won't even get out the tear gas. Just come over and embrace us, and we'll give you your fucking check, and we'll give you a fucking plane ticket or a bus ticket or whatever you want to go wherever you want into the United States with full benefits waiting on you, a home waiting on you as you drive past the fucking homeless tent cities of the American nationals who own this goddamn country. Woohoo, guys. Hey, you got you Trumpers out there? Hey, good job. Way to go. You guys really... Hey, but it doesn't matter. He spoke out against killing a kid after it comes out of the womb. That's all that counts. You see, that's what really blows me away about this whole fucking thing. I guess the little thing that people just cannot get is, you know, they think they're so fucking important and everybody counts. Everybody counts. You are a subject, okay? Now, everybody, just like this thing with the emphasized when it came up. So, fuck you. What about it? You have no political power in this country. You are subservient. Don't you understand that? You can say up, they say, every fucking one of you, democracy. Every fucking one of you can say up, and one of them says down, and it's down. Don't you get it? That they want to have these big arguments over this. Now let's start arguing over abortion. That'll get everybody roused up in a different direction. Get them quit thinking about the fucking lie they just ate. But get them thinking about the abortion. There's nothing you can do about it. You're not willing to fight with guns. If the thing is, before you have the status to speak out, to even step up and say stop that. Before you have the status, okay? You don't do that. You don't walk up to them, point your finger, and say, stop that. Because you don't have the authority. Because you're a subject. You walk up to them, you avert your eyes, and whatever they're doing, you praise them. And if they'll let you lick their shoes, boy, that means they're really showing you some favoritism. A blue-collar as blue-collar U.S. wages have risen thanks to tighter labor market, bull. Shit. I mean, I love the way they do this. Whatever the labor market, they're talking about blue collar wages, but they put all the fucking wages together, people, and they do a curve. The ones at the top get $1 zillion. The ones at the bottom actually get less, but they count the $1 zillion that the three at the top gotten. Everybody got a whole bunch more money. No, they fucking didn't. And with this goddamn tax thing, Laura just did one of the boys' taxes yesterday, and he paid in the way this scam worked, okay? And you fell for this as he was giving $3.2 trillion more dollars to the son of a bitches that should have been sitting in prison or shot for what they did for the crimes they committed in 2008. See, they took a little bit less out of his checks, but then they got rid of the deductions on the other end of it where you go to file, so he actually got less money this year. And that's been the case in everyone we've seen. If you can't figure out a basic con like this, like every one of them's going out and I'm going to end DACA the first day because some that freaky little bitch, I can't think, Carol Ann Conway, that freak went out there in Breitbart because they know what the fucking temper of the people is. If you told them, the only way you could really, get elected, you'd have to tell them this. I mean, this is a hell of a lie, but this is the lie you'd have to tell to really pull it off. Well, fuck, I got no problem telling the lie. Is there any consequence to the crimes they ever commit? Look at Hillary. I said, sit up there and just give you a fucking laundry list of the international, national crimes, treason, fucking enough to put me or you up against the wall. But no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her, and the people can't prosecute the fucking criminals, which were the only ones that had the goddamn authority to do it before the fucking 14th Amendment was put in place, and your rights were theoretically removed, and the republic was replaced with a corporation. Only the people could. I don't want to say that K word or anything, but we're going to have to do some, we're going to really have to go over there and just really reason with these people and say, come on, you know that there's 100 million people that were running those factories. Those factories were running when they left here, when we paid to have them shipped out of here, weren't they? And no, aren't those people still over there? Look at them. There's a bunch over there in them tent cities. People with degrees. People with 40 years of experience running those very same factories, because they're just going to disassemble the same ones and bring them back. This was the plan, people. The plan is slavery. And then, and getting so many of them in here that they outnumber you, and there ain't a goddamn thing you can do about it. You'll be outnumbered. And right now, like I said, as I'm reading this shit to you, they're pouring over that board. I don't give a shit what kind of lie they're telling you. Next week they'll tell you, yeah, another 10,000 got across last week. Well, you see, we were going to stop them. The Mexican police were there, but you know, there was some rock throwing, and we did some tear gas, and it really upset everybody. But they really don't. I mean, there was an article where it said it right in there, so that they would know. You don't got to throw rocks or anything. Just walk up to us, and you're in, okay? And it's I mean, at some point, I mean, we're some bad people in this country. I mean, we've whipped the world. God damn, man. I mean, you let enough of them until they complete. There's just, you won't have enough bullets to shoot them. There's 7 billion people on this planet, and they're all international workers that want to come here and want what you have. And you don't have a government in place that you think that you have that's protecting you. What you have is an international corporation filled with fucking multi-billionaires and trillionaires who want them here. They want the old days back, the futile days, there's two classes of people, the filthy, well, you had a few classes, actually, the filthy rich, you had the king, and then you had the lords, and then there's lower people, you know, right on down, but the people at the bottom, they were the masses, they were the taxpayers, the people that went out and toiled in the fields and sweated and didn't have very enough to eat hardly to keep their bodies going. But when it come time around to harvest what they had fucking grown and what they had worked for, well, they had to take most of it in there. They just got to keep enough to starve to death on so that they could keep on being fucking productive taxpayers for the king. And that's all you are. You're lonesome. You're not no stand. Don't stand up there and poke your fucking chest out at me and tell me I'm an American. That's the lowest form of fucking life on the planet. You American fucking worm. You subject. Well, illegal aliens are likely. Oh, we got over past bottom man. We're going to take the bottom hour break. We'll be back. We got lots more to say. Let's go hang out in a mall. All the mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch, and we'll haul mass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lane? It's a crazy, crazy mixed up town. It's the rattlesnake I've been. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Here.
hydroponic too. Okeechobee purple from down in the south. And that old stuff your uncle smokes will give you cotton mouth. Homegrown is healthy, synthetic can kill you. My all-time favorite, redheads and familiars. Oh, wacky, tobacky, when you feel it creeping up on you. That old wacky, tobacky, kick back and let it do what it do. Oh, let it do what it do.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time and that was Willie Nelson with a wacky tobacco. That's all.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Before you get started again, can you answer me a quick question? In Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, it talks about how habeas corpus can be suspended, you know, if the people are in danger. In the Bill of Rights, where would that – would it be Article 9 and Article 6 that would forbid that?
Just flat Article 9.
Okay.
Article 9 says that nothing, that they can't create a power that denies or disparages the rights, and that would deny and disparage the rights. They were addressing the Constitution and what they already saw in there, and they talked about it in the Anti-Federalist Papers. Everything that you see in that Bill of Rights, they talked about in the Anti-Federalist Papers. Suspend the habeas corpus. Well, I guess you'd like to. I bet you'd love to right now. But see, that's why it was put in there, because a government that was taking over, of course they would have to start operating star chamber courts. They'd have to do what they did, like with the 14th Amendment. You see what I'm saying? And that's why the 9th article was put there. That was the stop all. I would say, no matter what the fuck else happens, you know, we see you building this government over here, you minority, which they were, the Federalists were a small minority. But you're gonna, all right, you got this Constitution. You're gonna protect us. You're gonna protect our rights from outside forces coming in and getting, you know, like people from all over the fucking world coming in and taking your rights and taking your property. And so they put that goddamn 9th article there and said that the common law will always stand. The common law will always be the superior law of the land. The people, the people grant the power. And there is, and that's what the 9th article made clear, is that the 9th article, the people are forbidding you from ever using any power in their name to remove any of the rights or deny or disparage or remove the common law, their authority. But that's exactly what the removal of habeas corpus would be about. That's the way they could start. Anybody who, like we know, stood up and said, hey, you know, you're violating my 9th article, right? You're not violating this like the mandamus we just did. See, that's what old Abe Lincoln did. And then just start arresting them. And then you've got sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act. And, God, it couldn't be a blatant or violation of the 9th article. Or the military was never supposed to, that standing army that was never supposed to exist can come and snag your ass up and take you off to Guantanamo or just take you off to the side in the ocean and pop you in the back of the head and throw you over the side of the ship. No.
Okay, all right. So if they're okay, it is in the federal constitution, so that doesn't apply to you and I.
Right.
So, okay, where would they ever utilize that? Amongst themselves?
Well, no. See, the Constitution was written first, and they saw that. The Anti-Federalists, the people who were bound and determined that we were not going to be put under another subjugation, they saw that. And so they said, okay, that's there. It's there. It sure enough is. It's there. It can stay there. But the 9th article is going to fucking cancel it out, because it did. Because it said, you know, that authority cannot exist. You can, it can be anything enumerated. That's, you know, that's what it says. Let's get it here and read it correctly. But the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and that would be one of them, the right to remove habeas corpus, right?
Yeah.
Shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So you could never use habeas corpus to remove the Bill of Rights.
Okay, yeah, I mean, and, then is there a specific article in the Bill of Rights that guarantees that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, okay, so would that be Article 6?
5, wouldn't it?
5?
Yeah, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment of an indictment or a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia. Now, see, in the land or naval forces, they might could suspend habeas corpus. In the land or naval forces, something within their realm. But out here, we're in the militia, when actual time of service of in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice in jeopardy of life and limb, nor shall be compelled in any case to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. And what is the due process of the law? Well, it's spelled right out there in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. You have to do those things, and suspending habeas corpus, you know, that is not the due process of the law now, is it?
Nope. Okay, so 5th article.
The 4th article, too, the right of the people to be secure in their papers, purses, houses, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon a probable cause supported by oath and affirmation. That is not suspend. You can't suspend that. Why? Because the 9th article says you can't.
Article 6 is, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused that shall enjoy the right of to a speedy trial and public trial by an impartial jury. So habeas corpus is when they can just throw you in the clink and nobody ever hears from you again. So there's no speedy trial and there's no,
right.
You know, the body is not present, correct?
Habeas corpus means produce the corpse, produce the victim.
Right.
And so if they're holding somebody in jail and they haven't went through the due process of the law and they're holding them in jail, you file the writ of habeas corpus. They're supposed to bring that person into the court and then show their legal authority to be holding him where he got his due process that put him in there, that gave them the jurisdictional authority to hold him. And it's all supposed to be in the common law anyway. But I mean, mm-hmm. it was put there because they knew what they were going to do. I mean, those people, even when they were writing that Bill of Rights, they knew it's a game of chess. They knew exactly what they intended to do because of the way they'd written that Constitution, where an aristocracy ended up in control, just like the ones they wanted when they went to their state conventions before the federal convention in Philadelphia. Hey, if you look at that, I'm sure you've read that book by now. And so you know that the 14th Amendment is what they wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
but that Bill of Rights is ratified law. That is absolute law. You can't just say I'm going to write a piece of legislation and this is legislation. You see what they're doing is it's corporate policy. It's Roman civil law. It's a policy. It's not law. We're a nation of laws, and the law is the law. Oh, but we have this private, and it is a corporate policy because the United States is a corporation. So, and the states are too. So what they're writing is corporate policy that it is their position removes your Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. That's why, once they've declared it, they've declared that they've removed it from you. When they did that to the people back in 1775 and came after their guns to enforce it, boom de boom boom boom. But look what they're doing to us now with this invasion force. Because you know the first thought was they thought they could divide us into two camps, because of the internet, people were just too goddamn smart to go for anything like that. So they came up with this big plan. Man, have you ever seen that guy on The Apprentice sit back there with that look on his face like he's God, and he, you know, you're fired. And then, you know, they played the whole game. I mean, it was a con, and the goddamn, and see, that's the whole thing, you know, like even the communists, oh, he can never be left. Everybody's against him and everybody, oh, they're going to stop him and everything. Bullshit. That was all just a fucking act. Because what's happening here, people, the filthy goddamn robber barons have taken over the country. It's a corporate. They did what they tried to do back. John talked about. I can't remember what the dates were on it. When they tried to actually get a law passed so that the corporations could be a part of the government, and it was fucking shot down. And again, that coup with Smedley Butler was by the same fucking people who wanted to fucking. They wanted that 14th Amendment enforced. They wanted to be the lords and you to be the subjects. Plain and simple. And that's exactly what they did, or I'm missing something real big here. Before any new green cards issued to foreign workers abroad, there will be a pause. Bullshit. In 2017, he reiterated this commitment to reducing legal immigration levels by, and that's after he threw all the illegals out, remember? You seen any illegals? I mean, just bad dudes. That's what he was talking about, just in bad dudes. And that's all, and he criticized Obama all the way down the line. Because, he's deporting, you know, he's just letting everybody else come in and take your jobs, and he's just deporting these gang members and stuff so that he can say that he's doing something. Well, I don't think Hillary could have done a better job of taking that baton from fucking Obama and charging on down the goddamn field than Trump had. Trump smoked her for duplicity. For getting it done. I mean, Hillary couldn't have got half the shit done that he did. Just because she was Hillary, there'd probably been a war. Because the good conservatives would win. Well, when a good conservative is stealing your rights and stealing your property, well, I'm a good conservative and I'm a part of the Republican. I'm a Republican, so I guess got to go along with it. You fucking fools. You're supposed to be individuals, you idiots. Immigration levels by endorsing Senator Cotton, Republican Arizona, and Senator David Perdue's Republican Georgia's RAISE Act, which would have reduced current levels to about 500,000 admissions a year, as well as ending chain migration. Well, I guess he changed his mind, just like with DACA. I guess that was all just campaign rhetoric. I think it, people, we were telling you at the time. I think you've been conned. What do you think? As blue-collar wages have risen thanks to higher tire markets, bullshit, white-collar U.S. wages have yet to see significant growth, indicating a professional labor market that does not need additional legal immigrant workers to compete against Americans. So they're thinking, and I'll tell you what. A bunch of these white-collar workers, just because they ain't the ones getting slammed, just like the last time when we were talking to the blue-collar workers and the white-collar workers, and said, you know you're next, right? You know there's 100 million fucking people that have been displaced, disenfranchised, and left civilly dead. You're next. You realize that, right?
Oh, Trump. Give him a chance, Trump.
Well, you gave him a chance, and now you're going to pay the fucking price. And I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to fucking laugh at you because you're too, you know, you'd think that as right as we have been here all the way down the goddamn line, that this would be the number one fucking news source in the goddamn nation. I mean, as many things that we've got absolutely correct, it just happened exactly like we told you would. But for some reason, we can barely keep the fucking side up. Wow, I wonder why. It's because there's so much truth out there. As blue-collar U.S. wages have risen thanks to bullshit, additional legal immigrants, huh? While illegal aliens are likely to compete for jobs against American blue-collar workers and black Americans, mass legal immigration to the United States has strengthened wages for America's white-collar professionals as they compete against about 1.5 million cheaper imported. Wait a minute. How the hell could that stagnated? Has stagnated wages for American white-collar workers because you're next. And see, there's everybody always thinks that, I'm above that. I'm much smarter than those people living over there in squalor. You know, the people that were displaced in fucking 2002. I mean, with the derivatives bubble. No, I mean, I talked to a lot of those people on that other side. And man, people, and they would go in, and you guys that were there, you remember the day. You put your fucking application in the stack about 2 feet freaking tall. Oh, that's all you can do. You put your application in there, and then you're too old. Or you're way overexperienced for this job. Now they're bringing the factories back that you used to make $40 an hour at, and they're going to be run by Chinese for $5, $10, $15 an hour. 15 is a whole lot of money, don't you know? The equivalent of the minimum wage, like I said, when Laura and I got married. Absolutely. I mean, this is so blatant. Anybody, oh God, you got Mitt Romney on fucking steroids is what you ended up with. Excuse me. Okay, compete with blue-collar workers and black Americans. Mass illegal immigration to the United States has stagnated wages for America's white-collar professionals as they compete against about 1.5 million cheaper imported foreign visa workers. And you know what? A large percent of these, while our kids, while we were, you know, working and doing whatever we had to do to get our kids a college education, a real, not in socialism, and something that, you know, like, engineering or physics or, you know, a real fucking degree so that they could make real freaking money. While you were struggling and couldn't pay for that and, you know, doing without to try to get your kids through, you realized that you were paying for these same motherfuckers to be educated right here in your educational institutions, right? And I know this for a fact, too, because I fucking seen it with my own eyes. I watched it. We'll go down in history as the dumbest motherfuckers to ever breathe air. I swear we will. If we don't get our act together and cut this nonsense out and realize what the fuck's going on, they're coming for everything. They don't want you just cold out in the cold and freezing. They want you fucking dead because you are the con, the fraud that they have committed. You can nail them on paper and you still got your guns unless you've buried them already. And you outnumber them thousands to one. This will go down in the annals of history as the, wow. And Trump will go down as some kind of god for the cheapest con that I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. The most obvious, blatant, in-your-face con. I guess, and it's like Goebbels said, you know, if you're going to tell a lie, tell a fucking whopper and keep telling it over and over. The more outrageous the lie, the more people are apt to believe it for some goddamn reason. And then he did. Did he come up there and tell some fucking lies, or did he come up there and tell some lies? And now, I mean, because we're changing agendas here. See, we're changing. We got the real agenda out here because now he's got his 2020 run all. Because we're in constant campaign mode in this country now. In case you haven't noticed, he's always got his 2020 run, and it's going to be about abortion. It's going to be bringing all, man, they were wanting to kill them little babies coming right out of the womb and sell their body parts. That's what you have to vote for, because I will stop it, because I'm Trump, and you know you can trust me. I've fulfilled all my promises. Just ask fucking Goldman Sachs. Just ask Wilbur Ross. Just ask any of the filthy, rich fucking internationalists that want everything you have and to put you in a ditch with a bullet in your head. Just ask them. They'll tell you. They'll endorse me. The mass importation of illegal immigrants, mostly due to President George H.W. Bush's Immigration Act of 19. The Immigration Act, that's when they steal from you as an American national without due process of the law. They've already, I mean, the thing is, they dismissed your Bill of Rights a long frickin' time ago. It just had to take the right challenges to put it in the face to make everybody go, well, goddamn, he put it, you know, he asserted, isn't that the law? Isn't that what it reads right there on that Bill of Rights? That's ratified law, right? That's the superior law of the land. And this policy of this corporation over here, it says no, and it's no. Huh. But, I mean, that's how dense the fucking American people have been. That people like me, all my time I've spent doing this has been cramming it into the heads. There's been a lot of people. When we first started, you know, it was like looking out across the great, big, huge, empty field and seeing a person over here, a person over there, a person over there that fucking understood. And then there was more and more people once they found out more and more. And when we became a problem, well, they came in and they snuck in the middle of the night and they planted some fast-growing plants the people kept growing, but then the pretty soon you're in a forest of trees where there's millions of, you can't quite see each other on the other side of the tree, and you can't quite touch, and that's their, that, this is their whole fucking plan. This is why you're seeing legislation after legislation after legislation state, just like they did in Australia, to get rid of your fucking guns. Because at some point in the ball game, everybody, there is even these white collar people here, they're going to go, God damn, they took our country away. This is ours, ain't it? This was ours, ain't it, guys? Wasn't it? Wasn't there somebody on the radio a long time ago saying that this belonged to us? Well, yeah. If you're not too lazy and cowardly to get off your goddamn ass and secure it. I mean, hell, you know, anything, shit, your car. If you just leave it out there with the keys in it and take it and don't do anything about it, I guess that fucker's gone, huh? Or maybe the police will steal it from you because you didn't have the proper permission to be driving it or permission to own it. And you hadn't greased the insurance company yet. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people, I mean, to wake up in the mass that needs to be. The people, they understand. I mean, the people I go talk to, they understand. They know something is real, 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 real freaking wrong. And the people that are smart, you, hell, in a half hour, you can explain it to them. They go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But goddamn, when you've got the fucking the might of your country against the Bill of Rights to shut it down, to shut the people down, to tell the people you are no longer the authority, we're the authority, or we're a corporation, we took you over, you're our fucking servants, you do what we tell you or we'll kill you. And we can because you buried your guns. Can't shoot a gun that's buried in the ground. Everybody knows that. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And I got a bunch more of these articles. They were real good articles. I haven't even got to. I'm gonna get to them tomorrow. But what was this next one here? U.S. federal judge dismisses lawsuit against BDS supporters. And what else were we looking at here? Houston Police Chief Acevedo testifies. And then there was the one about the people, you know, their big shooting of four cops, and they're gonna come. I heard one of them say it. I couldn't find the piece, but I heard one of them say on the the little stupid phone thing I listen to the news on now. But anyway, I heard him, this guy, I couldn't see his face. I'm just listening on a speaker with the phone plugged into it. But He says, we're going to put the fear of God in because the people are fucking standing up. You bust through my fucking door, they were in the wrong apartment. Busted through the fucking door, killed that man and his wife. But you goddamn, they dared shoot four of the fucking of the Blackwater enforcers. Because we're going to get the same treatment. You Blackwater, man, you better look into who those bastards are. They're the ones that ran Abu Ghraib over in fucking Afghanistan. Those are the ones that tortured people. Those are some of the nastiest devils, and they are contractors. And that's what this so-called fucking police that you're watching. That one guy goes, hey, the lawful orders, you know, they're going to learn to obey the lawful orders of a police officer. You're not given lawful orders, you son of a bitch. You're given orders that are handed down to you from a fucking fraudulent illegal corporation designed to remove my fucking rights to be free, to liberty. But you know, it's like I said, you know, you're seeing these cops getting blasted every day. It's that squeeze I talked about with the tyrants. When they start losing control, it's always just like having the people. Just think about them in your hand. You squeeze a little harder, and then some more slip through the fingers. Some more, and this is how empires fall. This is how they destroy themselves every time. Only they always, the ones at the very top, they get a sneak off so they can start it all over again. Start infiltrating. Not this time. If we let it happen again, we're worthless. Anyways, guys, that is The Word from the Trenches.